Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. We're back with you for another episode of The Best Hour. And we're going to be discussing Lesson 254 in A Course in Miracles workbook. And we appreciate you being here with us today. The lesson is, "Let every voice but God's be still in me." Before we begin, let's join together for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. Let every voice but God's be still in me. Father, today I would but hear your voice. In deepest silence, I would come to you to hear your voice and to receive your word. I have no prayer but this. I come to you to ask you for the truth. And truth is but your will, which I would share with you today.
Today we let no ego thoughts direct our words or actions. When such thoughts occur, we quietly step back and look at them, and then we let them go. We do not want what they would bring with them. And so we do not choose to keep them. They are silent now. And in the stillness hallowed by his love, God speaks to us and tells us of our will as we have chosen to remember God. Let every voice but God's be still in me.
So in A Course in Miracles, here we're saying your voice in this prayer, in this lesson, the V, capital V voice, is capitalized. And he tells us in the textbook that the voice for God is the Holy Spirit. And then he also tells us that the voice for God, the Holy Spirit, is nothing more than your right mind. So it is your voice, your capital V voice, that we are intending to be able to hear, that we are intending to be in union with. Yesterday's lesson, Myself as Ruler of the Universe, talked about God's will. And he literally said that your voice, will be in perfect union with my own. And that's really our objective in awakening, is to move beyond, if I can say it this way, the voice of fear. It's just the ego voice. The only thing it cannot defend itself against is being ignored. So we can ignore that voice, and we're simply reconnecting with our own voice, our true self, capital S self. And that voice, that self, is in union with the creator of all that is, the source of all. Love is the voice that we are setting our voice, our small self voice, aside to be able to resonate with, that is, to be able to reach a level of vibration, conscious ascension, such that we can tune into, hear, and be able to recognize our true self, our real voice. And that voice is aligned with the will, or the thoughts, if you will, the thoughts of God, the voice of God, the voice of truth. And so he's reminding us to simply quieten the mind and ask a question. What's the truth? To begin to be in dialogue, to begin to not just recognize, but to be engaged in a relationship with our higher self, That is a conversation. That is being joined in a relationship. And allow that voice then to be what we are tuned into, that is to listen to that voice. Beyond that, as Jesus did, he said, when you see me, you see the Father. He began to be the expression of the will of God, the expression of the voice of God, the expression of love. I have no prayer but this. I come to you to ask you for the truth. And that's the practice of the holy instant. You know, we quieten the mind, or we insist that the mind, you know, take a back seat, so to speak, in our awareness. We take a good deep breath, we pause, we turn within, and we simply begin the conversation, begin the union in dialogue, and simply ask, what's the truth? That's the practice of the holy instant. The third step, the one most difficult for us, is to listen, is to stay in the present moment, to be present, attentive, to give our full appreciation to the voice for God, which is nothing more than your right mind. Let every voice but God's be still in me. And if it will not be still, we can ignore it. That is, we move it to the back of our awareness and we become present and attentive to the voice of God, our true self, our right mind.
Beautiful. What we give our attention to and our appreciation to indeed appreciates, it expands.
Muted. Can you start over?
Yeah. I said that is so beautiful. And the reminder of what we focus on, what we give our attention to, increases and or appreciates. So what we give our attention and appreciation to expands. And as that becomes our single focus, our single pointed focus, our only desire, it actually becomes our world. It becomes a way of living and being. And we're in this stage of practicing it, but there is, this is the truth. This is the reality. This is the way it is, that heaven is anchored, is experienced in this world, is through this consciousness. I love that the direction is that it's not saying that an ego thought won't occur. It's not saying it. It's saying when it does, you know, when it does, create a pause, create an awareness of it, that it is our awareness that enables us to choose. And when we are aware that this thought has occurred, it doesn't say to beat yourself up. It doesn't, it fully expects that these thoughts will occur. It says that we just quietly step back. You know, so there's no blame, there's no shame in our awareness. We just notice, we quietly step back. And yes, Tony, Brother T ultimately says that we ignore them, but first we look at them. We look at them and we let them go. We let them go. We don't want that, what they will bring. And so it is really inserting in this practice an awareness that then we can discern, no, this is not what I want. This is not what I would choose. So I choose not to keep them. I choose to let them go. And when I do, when I disengage my full attention and appreciation in these ego thoughts, they become still. They become silent. And when I turn my full attention and appreciation to God, to Spirit, to listening for every voice that is of God, then I have that truth that sets me free. Then I remember my remembrance, my recognition, my remembering again, God, love. I have no prayer but this. It's a prayer of remembrance, of recognition of the truth. And that truth is right before me. When everything else becomes still, it's already given. This gift is already given. This is a practice and a lesson, yes, of the holy instant, and yes, of releasing the distractions. That's all they are. There's no power in it. It's just a simple choice. We look, we notice, we quietly step back, we look at it. Nothing to be afraid of here. And we just let them go, and poof, they dissipate and disappear into the nothingness from which they came. Let every voice but God's be still in me. Let every voice but God's be still in me. This is what I claim this day. Practice this day. Allow this day. And I remember. And so it is.
And so it is. Thank you for joining us again today. Mighty companion, you are loved, loving and lovable forever and ever.
Yes.
Stay the course. We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send